What a moment. You guys did a splendid job on making a presentation for Gene. Just a nice man. He's not only my member, but he's a friend. We would eat together, talk, and then I wore his suit for him this morning. He's my tailor. I guess I'm his best customer. I order 10 suits at a time. But I look in my closet and I say, what could I, this is a tailor funeral, what could I wear to compliment him? And so I let him dress me in the closet. No, he tell me, no, not that. And I didn't want to just wear a plain black suit in the aspect of honoring him. And I even picked my shoes out to put on for him this morning. Because this is what he do. And you will be amazed what the Lord have given me to preach here this morning. You will be lifted. If you have had loved one gone home before you, and I know we all have had, you will be blessed this morning. So let's pray that the word of God come alive in our midst and help each person, not only one, but everybody here. We are all, if you're saved, we're all one Father's children. His word addresses all of us, and his word has the answer. I can't say enough about Gene and Denise. They've been here with us. Those fellas talked about him and his family. He brought his family here, worked shoulder to shoulder with me, board member, had sale classes. I mean, just a great guy. And he would always tell me, I love you. Yeah, I mean, when you get through, you'll measure me. And we're talking, and then he said, remember, I love you. So I can't say enough about him, but I'm going to take the word of God and walk you through some things this morning. I really don't know how long I'm going to be, to tell you the truth. I don't want you to be a long time at a funeral service, but I'm just going to take liberty today and let the Lord finish what he want to say. If you here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to listen clearly, because what I'm going to say about Gene, it rides on the platform of him knowing Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. But it all said and done, no matter how high you have gone in life, when the final analysis comes, this is where you're going to have the answer. And, success, accomplishment are great, but nothing greater than the success of knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So, Father, thank you today. Open things up. Let us speak for you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. To deal with today's celebration, from the Word of God, I have to say a few things to you for you to be able to understand where I'm coming from and what the Lord want me to say about this great man of God today. So religion, rituals, regular understanding, will not be able to comprehend what the Lord wants to say today. You would have to switch realm. You will have to go into a realm that only the Holy Spirit can help you to understand. Even the subject going to be used today. If you're religious, or you're going through rituals, you're going through tradition, if you're dependent on academic, or you're dependent on street sense, you will not be able to receive the revelation and the rhema word. A rhema word is a live word that God speak to you personally and give you an understanding on a different level, at a different dimension. And so why I have to prelude my message today, because it's not a regular message, because Gene is not a regular man. Notice the verb I use. He is not a regular man. I didn't say he was not a regular man. He is not a regular man. And see, right there is where we begin a journey this morning that we need to look at a scripture here. I want to explain how Gene switched over. But then I want you to see this subject matter. He's still alive and well. I tried to help you. He's still alive and well. Dimension, realms. You see, we're not only physical beings. Wave your hand at me if you know what I'm saying. We're not only physical beings. We have an eternal life on the inside of us. And if we address that eternal life proper while we are living in the physical body, then we got it made. Either way we go. All right? In Luke's gospel, I'll go there first. In Luke's gospel, chapter 23, I saw this. I'm going to show you. It's going to be amazing to you. I saw this with my own eyes, both eyes, the eyes of my spirit and the eyes of my physical man. I stayed close to Gene in his time of fighting. And then I was there when he made his mind up. Amen. That's why I tried to prelude to you, because I'll be preaching in a dimension here in a few moments that normality would not be able to keep up with. Amen. The Holy Spirit will walk in this room and begin to unfold God in our midst. And so spiritually, you're going to have to be tapped in. You're not going to be, mentally, you will not be able to comprehend what the Spirit of God was saying here. I preluded by a well-educated man. The Lord Jesus was talking to him in the third chapter of John. And my man by the name of Nicodemus. And the Lord began to talk to him about another world, at another dimension. And the man pulled up all this academic calibration. But they could not calculate what this man Jesus was talking about. Jesus said to this man, "You must be born again." He said, from his academic background, how can a man, can I go back? See, he's thinking physical, he's thinking sensical, but the Lord talking in the realm of the spirit. That's why I know I can comfort Denise and Gino and the family today, because there's a spirit realm that has the answer for everything. This man, this educated man, Jesus said, "You must be born again." He said, "How can I do that?" Jesus said, "That which is born of the spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh." See, he was talking on another dimension here. So that's why I know Gene's still alive and well. Now that educated man then went right over into the fourth chapter of John, talking to a street woman. See, Gene and I both knew the street and the spirit side. That's one of Gene's. I know him. And he's talking to this street woman at the well. Why I call her a street woman, she had five husbands and she wasn't married to none of them. She knew the street. And Jesus started talking to Jesus, "Give me a drink of water." She said to him, How you being a Jew ask me racism? You know, hey, give me a drink of water. Jesus said, if you knew who was talking to you, I'd give you water that you'll never be thirsty again. And she said, what? See, but she was on one rim. He was in another rim. Come on, now catch up with me now. Don't let me leave you. Because when I start talking, I want you to be with me. She was on. She was in another rim. She was in her thought life, in what she knew from the street, etc. But Jesus said, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and truth. See, she had to shift. So I'm asking you to shift with me this morning. Shift with me here for a few moments. And because I want you to leave here knowing Eugene Brown still alive and well. Now you see, I'm not assigned to talk in the past tense. And I'm not assigned so much to talk about the future. Because I'm his pastor, I'm assigned to talk about what's happening right now. And so I want you to know the scriptures that I'm going to use. I don't know how far, how deep the Lord's going to let me go, but I feel the Spirit of God. And I feel a celebration on it. I feel like clapping my hands and stomping my feet. What Gene would want me to do? Gene said, go ahead, make it alive. Do it like you do. Do what you do, Pastor. Do what you do. So this text, and I want you to listen because you're going to have to be able to flow here. In Luke 23, verse 46. And I saw this because I was around the bed. Gene went to sleep when he got ready. All the sickness and disease was trying to hit his body. Gene wouldn't die. Wouldn't lose his consciousness. Wouldn't lose his capability of giving you orders from the bed. I mean, he was in his mind. His body was failing, but his mind was swift. And so here's what I see. Here's what I understand in this 46th verse. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said this, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And having said doth, he gave up the ghost. Who with me in here? This is what Gene did. Gene, I said, look at Gene. I said, Gene, what did you say? He said, I'm ready to go now. I'm tired fighting this body here. I'm getting out of here. He said, I'm ready to go. Well, to call the family. So he said, he's ready to go. We're going to let him go. He's ready to go. He died when he got ready. I don't like the word die. He went to sleep when he got ready. Into thy hand, I commend my spirit. What a powerful way to leave here, man. Knowing that you had somewhere to go. I see the Lord talking with us from another scripture. Well, I better tell you some more things before I go to that scripture. It's in 1 Corinthians 15. But let me tell you a few more things before I go to it. I will contradict thoughts in here today. I have to contradict some thoughts for us to get into a realm where the comfort that this family need, the comfort that we need, and the insight that we need, God can give it to us today. I'm here as a man of God. I'm not here as a male man. I'm not a poet. I deal in the spirit realm. I have a boss who tells me what to do. I have a helper who stand by me as I pastor all these great people, and I have to do certain things in marriage and different things like today. The Holy Spirit will release supernatural comfort in here today. Regular words will not work when your husband is not here in the natural, when your father's not here in the natural, when your grandfather is not here in the natural. Regular words will not work. A poem not going to work here today. I need somebody bigger than a poem. I need somebody who can operate in not just this world. I need somebody can tell me something about another world that never died, never go to sleep, never run out. No darkness, no separation, no sickness, no disease. I need somebody else to talk to me today. I need somebody big enough to hold me when everybody else going home. When I'm by myself 3 o'clock in the morning, I need somebody to tap Denise on the shoulder and tell him he fought a good fight. The revelation of the fact in our midst will come the day that death has been conquered. The man called Jesus conquered death 2,000 years ago. Died, got up when he got ready, and declared, I'm gonna scream now, all power is in my hand. Death is swallowed up in victory by the Lord Jesus Christ. How many believers I got? How many Christians I got in here? Y'all ain't answering. How many Christians we got in here? Answer up. We got the honor of Jesus up in here. Come on, give me a few minutes, but I need you to answer. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, you either at a time, celebration we said, right? You either going to be merry or miserable. I decide to be merry. Ignorant breeds misery. If you don't understand what's going on here, if you don't have the revelation from God's word, it's going to breed misery. But if you got a revelation, you can be sad and glad at the same time. It's just the separation is the thing that mess with you, but you already know, these children of Christians, they know that gene still exists, just on another level. Going to another level. Get another level. Another level. We left back here with all this sickness and disease looking for us and financial lack and all that and trying to make it and trying to live a good life with all these crazy people that got loose in the world doing all kind of stuff. We the one left with this mess. So the scripture says, the scripture questions us in the resurrection chapter. 1 Corinthians 15 is the resurrection chapter. The scripture questions us, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If this the only life you have. If this the only life, I know we got a lot of doctors in here and a lot of high polluted people up in here that God have blessed. But if this the life, the only life you got, you most miserable. Because you need a life in Christ. You need Jesus as your Savior. Get off your horse and get on your knees. That's what we all got to do. Get off your horse and get on your knees and say, Lord, I need you. Give it out. So if in this life, now, that text preludes the fact or present the fact if it says in if in this life. Now you kind of, that must be another life.
Right.
Yep. He said, if in this life only you have hope, you're most miserable. Then the scripture said, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Gene knew that. Gene knew that there's another life. And that's why he worked in this church and worked with us and believed in Jesus Christ. So Gene is still alive. And well. May I take you to my next text? Huh? John chapter 11. I'll be through in a minute. John chapter 11. Eternal life is the supreme power of being a Christian. Amen, Christian.
Amen.
Eternal life is the supreme power of being a Christian. Don't care what you accomplish here. Switching rim is choking to a religious mind. They think it's all over. I've seen people at funerals act like they're all over. Disrespect Jesus, disrespect the cross, disrespect what he had done for them. Just disrespect it, act like it's all over. It's not over. Torment is not welcome in this house today. I will not permit torment to walk in this house today. You can see I'm not no rookie preacher, right? So I'm not concerned. Gene knew that. Gene knew I was gonna preach a funeral. I'll preach it. I'm not moved. Whew, I feel the Holy Ghost, man. How long? Don't y'all let me preach too long up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all ain't got no hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Bless his holy name. The Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. God, you ain't gonna praise him? You say you're a Christian and you ain't gonna praise him? Let me settle this here. Nobody in here got no more than I got. Let me settle that right now. So just get off your high horse. Nobody here richer than me. So just get off all that. You don't have a poor preacher preaching to you. So now I might say, you're listening now. I got to walk through this because the church been so disrespected. This man had respect for the church. He respected me as his pastor. He honored me as his pastor. Even though he's walking in higher places sometimes with his understanding. But he hired me. He honored me as a pastor. Sometimes you got to tell people, you know, success, and good success. See, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm not a preacher on side of the road you can spit on. You need to hear what I'm saying. I know what I'm talking about. I'm living it. I'm giving it. I'm walking it. I've been married 47 years. Same woman. I feel a little preach coming on.
Hallelujah.
This is my friend, man. Yes, sir. And I know a lot of his friends here. I want to tell you how we run, how we work things out. We work together, you see. Yes, sit down a minute. Let me finish. You see, I said that, then I'm going to go ahead and finish preaching. But God blessed me as a minister of God to show what a real minister should look like. People have no respect for ministers because they don't have no success. But this is the greatest success book you ever held in your hand if you know how to follow it and give God the glory. All right. In Matthew chapter, in John chapter 11, verse 25, 35, 25. Thank you, Lord. In John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said unto her. Jesus said unto her. Who's the speaker?
Jesus.
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. He's still alive. And well. Would you say that? He's still alive and well. And then he goes on to say, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now notice this. Jesus said unto her, I am. I am. That is an no beginning, no ending identification statement. I am. So the other day when Gene decided to leave, he still was to Gene, I am. He didn't become I was to Gene. He said, I'm there too. You want to make your next move? I'm still I am. I still can give you life. I still can take care of you. I am, Gene. I'm not just down here on earth in this physical suit you're wearing, but I got another suit for you. I am. I am eternal life. I am the resurrection. I am eternity. I am. I am. I am. I am. Name what you want. I am. Some people you meet, they was a good friend, but they cross you. Some people always point out what I'm going to do someday. But the Lord said to this family and to us this morning, I am. I'm whatever you need at any given time. If you need strength, I'm your strength. If you need comfort, I'm your comfort. If you need love, I'm your love. If you need power, I'm your power. I am. Gene said that I am God. He said that I am Christ. He said that I am Holy Ghost. Not I was. It's not over yet. When you hook up with God, it can't be over. God is not over God. I am. Jesus, the speaker, he said, I'm the resurrection. What does resurrection mean? Resurrection means get up. And the life. I'm not only the resurrection, and the life. Now, here we're tapping in at. I'm almost through. Somebody got to pull my coattail in a few minutes. I'm almost through. He that believeth in me. He that believe. How many believers we got now? Some of y'all don't have your hand up. Wait a minute. I'm going to pray before I leave here today. He that believeth in me, none of it work without belief. This is a faith march. You have to believe. I am the resurrection and life to him that believeth. Hey, Gene was a believer. Yeah, man, I ain't never seen no funeral like this. Yeah, I know. Need to have life in here. This is a celebration. We can't believe death can whoop God. Death can whoop Jesus. We can't believe that God left Denise all by herself. What? He that believeth in me, though he was dead, though he was dead, though he was dead, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then you go back to the question, believest thou this? How many of y'all believe? How many of y'all believe Jesus still alive? Oh yeah, you're alive. In the spirit. So the sadness must turn into gladness to know that we're not dealing with a lost cause here. We're not dealing with, come on, Christian, we're not dealing with something God can't handle. Jesus said, take me to the place where you laid him. Martha crying, said he'd been dead 4 days. And he probably stinking right now. He probably gone into corruption. But Jesus said, show me where you laid him. And the Bible said that Jesus went to the grave and told them, roll the stone away. Somebody know what I'm talking about? And when they rolled the stone away, one old Baptist preacher said, if he had not called Lazarus by the name, Moses, Joshua, and Ezekiel, and all of them got up. Because when the name of Jesus is called, every Christian hear his voice. That's why I'm talking to you here. If you say you know Jesus, you ought to hear his voice as I talk to you today. About the greatest voice that ever spoken. And I heard, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And said, Lazarus came forth in his grave clothes. But I heard Jesus say, turn him loose and let him go. Eugene, he got Eugene name. And they're going to be a reuniting because the old body faded away. But you think Gene was working with tailor-made suit down here on earth? You ought to see what kind of suit that the Lord going to put on Gene. A heavenly tailor-made suit. A suit where you can't die no more. A suit where you can't be sick no more. A suit where you never have to say goodbye no more. God got a suit for Gene. A handmade, tailor-made suit from heaven. If there's any house of attack and not gonna dissolve, I have another building, eternal in heaven. Sleep, Gene. Sleep, Gene. I'll see you in the morning. We gonna walk together again. Sleep on, Jesus. You've been a mighty good friend. Oh, God been good to you, Jesus. You had a good wife for 43 years. Good children. Gonna keep your legacy going. Brown and Brown is not closed yet. Train them boys how to keep work going. Still gonna make my suits that I can preach this gospel. Oh God, I thank you for Gene Brown. He's my friend. I know you love him better than I love him. Ow! Thank you, Lord. I just got to holler at this in there. Ow! Thank you, Lord, for a good man. Denise, I love you with the love of God. You're a good woman. My wife and I are going to keep our arms around you. You know that. This church family, we're going to keep our arms around you. I'm thankful for all the professional people who took out time to pay respect to Jesus.